Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing party advice. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing party advice. So if you've been invited to a party, you need to make sure you are going into it in the right frame of mind. And sometimes this can be challenging, as if in your personal life you aren't feeling your best. Maybe things are going against you in life, maybe you're going through a breakup, maybe you just don't really feel in the party mood. If this is the case, then instead of seeing a party as a negative, you really want to be looking at the opportunities of what a party can give you. Not only will you be mixing with lots of other people in a party atmosphere, but you can make new connections, and who knows, if you're looking for a new relationship, you might just bump into the next love of your life. You never know. So it's very important that you go into a party with as much positivity as possible, even if you feel like you need some support. At this stage, I just want to let you know that I will be doing Christmas support podcasts on both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day 2019. These podcasts will only be available on my Patreon. The link to my Patreon is in the description. So now getting back to the party advice, as I said, it's very important that even if you're struggling in life at the moment, you go into a party with as much positivity as possible. And in this podcast, I'm going to be giving you three pieces of advice to try to put you in the right frame of mind to really enjoy a party. So it doesn't matter whether this party is with friends and family, whether this party is with your work colleagues, or whether it's a special event. The important thing is that you enjoy yourself at the party. You mix with new people because socializing is very important to the human mindset. We are not designed as humans to be solitary. So just mixing with people in a positive atmosphere is going to naturally make you feel better anyway. But let's imagine you're already feeling good, you know, you won't necessarily be having a bad time in life. Maybe you are feeling good, maybe you are ready to meet new people. Well, what a great time to try to do so. A party enables you to mix with people you probably already know, but also people you don't. And that is also an important factor of increasing your social circle. Maybe you'll go to a party, you'll speak to somebody that you know, and you don't realise that they've got a brother or they've got a sister that you might just have a connection with. So there's lots of possibilities, but as I said at the start, you need to be going into a party in the right frame of mind to give you the best possible chance of having a great time and a positive outcome to the day or evening. So let's get straight into the advice. And number one is choose the right outfit. Okay, you want to be wearing an outfit which makes you look your best, but is also comfortable. Okay, you want to be trying on your outfit the day before and making sure it feels and looks right. Now, as I've just said, you know, you're going into a party, you're mixing with new people, you might be looking for a romantic connection, who knows? You want to be looking your best, smelling your best, excellent personal hygiene. You might want to consider getting a new outfit or just wearing something that you know looks great on you, but make sure you try it on before the day. Even if you've worn it before, you never know if you might have changed body shape. Okay, we all lose and gain weight, you know, we all go through different phases of our life. You don't know whether this outfit that you tried on last year will still fit. And more importantly, you need to feel comfortable within it. So put your outfit on, check it out, make sure that you're looking good, ask a second opinion if you want, but also consider the fact you're probably going to be in it for a few hours. So you need to make sure that you get the balance right, that you're looking your best, but also that you feel comfortable. You don't want to be wearing an outfit which really feels uncomfortable on you. Maybe it's too tight, maybe it's very awkward to walk in. Whatever the situation, you need to make sure you get that balance, okay? It's got to look good, but you've also got to be able to maintain it, you know? You don't want to be leaving the party early because you can't manage the outfit you are wearing. So now let's get into point number two, and that is to eat and drink sensibly. So it is suggested that you eat before the party, as this will help your energy levels throughout and will also line your stomach to slow the effects of alcohol if you plan on drinking it. This doesn't mean that you should drink to excess though. Be responsible if you drink alcohol, as this will keep you aware and in control, and that is obviously very important. Eating whilst at the party, as well as drinking water, will also lessen the effects of a hangover if you do drink alcohol. So eating and drinking sensibly is probably not the main thing you think when you're going into a party, because you know you want to let go, you want to relax, you want to have fun. But you can do that and eat and drink sensibly at the same time, you know, they can go hand in hand. It's not about, you know, going absolutely crazy and letting go of all of your responsibilities. You can still have fun, you can still be silly, you know, you can still, you know, be the person you want to be, but also make sure you eat and drink sensibly so you have a safe night, you know. There's no point in getting ridiculously drunk. Not only is it not safe in a health point of view, but it's not safe if you lose control. Also with the eating, you know, you want to make sure your energy levels are up. You don't want to be going through a party and having to go home early because you're absolutely starving and you're feeling really, really weak. You can't guarantee there'll be any food at this party. It of course depends exactly what type of party it is, but don't be thinking that, you know, just eat a good meal before you go and you should be feeling better throughout the night. Drinking water amongst alcohol, if that's what you want to be drinking, will also help as well. So, and finally, we're now going to move into point number three, and that is try to be happy before you attend. So as I said at the start, you might be going into this party in a negative frame of mind. You know, it depends how your life is going at the moment. But even if that's the case, you need to try to be as happy as you can before you attend. It's important that you feel happy, carefree and fun before you set off to the party. Your mood will follow you to the event. So get in the right frame of mind before you go. Suggestions will include things such as watching your favourite comedy or listening to happy, upbeat party music as you get ready. Okay, these type of things really can get you in the mood, even if you're not feeling great about yourself. Doing those kind of things, watching a comedy show that you love, listening to happy party type music as you're getting ready, can just get you in the vibe. Okay, and even if you are feeling a bit down, just say to yourself, look, you know, I'm going to focus on the party. I'm going to try to fake it before I make it. Try to act, you know, try to act happy until you actually feel happy. Because when you're mixing with people, people you know, people you don't know, everyone's feeling happy. Music's on, everyone's dancing. There's just that happiness within the room that is going to suck into you. You know, before you know it, you're going to start taking that in and you are going to start feeling much better. But, you know, you might not be feeling down. You might be feeling happy. You might be feeling ready to meet somebody new. And you want to be going into that party with as much confidence as possible, acting carefree, fun, happy. Be the person that other people want to spend time with. Look your best. As I said, make sure you're feeling comfortable so you can last the whole duration. But make sure as well that you are looking your best. You're looking good. You're looking fresh. You've got great personal hygiene. And please make sure you smile. Engage with people. Start conversation with different people. Go around the room. You know, mix with new circles. Even if most of the people there you already know, there's bound to be a few that you don't. Have a great time okay? Have a great time. Leave a party at the end of a day, at the end of a night, and hopefully you'll be able to look back on it with positivity. Hopefully it will be something that in days, weeks, months, even years to come, you'll look back and go, oh, you remember that party? That was brilliant, okay? Make sure you have those memories by eating and drinking sensibly so you actually can remember the event, and just have fun, because at the end of the day, you know, we are here for a good time, not a long time. So make sure that you really enjoy these possibilities. Parties don't happen every day of the week. They don't happen every week. They don't happen every month, you know. So make sure when they do come around, you celebrate properly. You enjoy yourself. Yes, you stay safe, but you want to make sure it is a day or night to remember.